This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A clear day across Israel today, sunny skies from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Expect warm temperatures, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, just 2 hours ago, the U.S. and Iran have reportedly reached a deal to end the war, including the Lebanon conflict. Former President Trump says the Strait of Hormuz will open under this agreement. Also, earlier this hour, Walla reports that global reactions are pouring in. European countries welcomed the Memorandum of Understanding between Washington and Tehran. They emphasize the necessity of reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding includes a ceasefire on all fronts. It also lifts the blockade of Hormuz. Iran's demands include a full ceasefire and a $300 billion rehabilitation package. Separately, from JNS, earlier today, an Iranian general warned that an Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered. The Israeli Defense Forces attacked Hezbollah targets following drone strikes on the Galilee. And finally, Axios tells us, in earlier reporting, that former President Trump criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Despite his remarks, he confirmed the Iran deal remains on track. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a well-known analyst, posted just minutes ago. He cautioned against making premature judgments about the U.S.-Iran deal, suggesting that criticisms may not be entirely accurate. Open source intel reported earlier today on a bizarre event. Josh Hokett made controversial remarks after a UFC event on the White House lawn. Ahmed Al-Khalidi, an activist, reminded followers a short time ago, "It's been 981 days since a significant attack by Hamas on Israeli civilians." Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran deal, reported by the Times of Israel. This agreement aims to calm tensions heightened by recent conflicts involving Israel. It could lead to the release of $12 billion to Iran. Nuclear talks are expected to follow. This is significant, as it may pave the way for regional stability. Turning to global reactions as covered by Walla. European nations have expressed support for the U.S.-Iran memorandum. They stress the importance of reopening critical trade routes like the Strait of Hormuz. This shows a strong international appetite for resolving regional tensions. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlighted Iran's extensive demands included in the deal. These demands cover a ceasefire and a hefty rehabilitation package. Such broad concessions could reshape the geopolitical landscape in the Middle East. On the military front, JNS reported on the Israeli airstrike in Beirut. This strike, in response to attacks on the Galilee, escalates regional tensions. This development underscores the fragile security situation in Lebanon and beyond. Finally, Axios provides insight into former President Trump's views. Despite his strong words against Netanyahu, the Iran deal continues. This indicates a complex relationship between U.S. and Israeli leadership affecting diplomatic strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Sayera, an enterprise AI security company, has secured $600 million in funding. This will enhance its trust platform, now adopted by Fortune 10-0. Separately, CTech informs us that Teva Pharmaceutical plans to cut 250 jobs in its API division. This move comes as the company faces stalled revenues and a strategic review. And finally, Walla Business tells us about a significant investment in Israel's recycling infrastructure. A new packaging sorting plant is underway in Hiria with a 70 million shekel investment. This facility will triple current processing capacities. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.